are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists. We're not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we said, giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Morning.
Good morning.
Evening.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. I really like a Wednesday. Right, okay. we're gonna jump into it. We're gonna have some gully chats, and we're gonna have some catch ups, and then go into some dilemmas.
We both have quite a lot to report on, don't we?
Number one, I think I've got frozen as well, which is probably one of the worst.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, we all know that Melissa and I get Botox in our jaw now and again because
I actually wait way longer.
We used to both do it every three to four months, right?
I wait longer than that. I do.
Yeah, but we used to.
Oh right, when we first.
I never stopped doing it then.
You made the error.
I made the error.
It's really not that bad.
I'm not going to do it because I just don't want to draw attention to it, but that might be happening. I'm going to chew loads of gum and I'm just never going to get it done again.
Do you ever also, when it's cold outside, get a really cold, cramped jaw when it comes back too in the cold? Because my jaw cramps when it's cold outside and when the muscles come back. How weird is
that? No, but my jaw clicks whenever I orgasm.
Wow, that story took another
turn.
Wait,
have I not told you this?
Clicks.
No, guys, my jaw dislocates whenever I orgasm. Yeah, it goes.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah.
I don't know if Jamie's worked that out, but it does.
Does it go click, 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 click?
No, it like just jars. I don't know what happens. It's done it from get-go, like first time. And I remember being like, that was weird.
So faking it must be quite tricky. Do you know how to pretend to do it?
No, I don't pretend to do that because poor my jaw would get fully arthritis in it, wouldn't it? That is weird that it does that. And I wonder why, whether Jamie understands that is doing it either. He's never commented on it.
He probably doesn't. Boys are so oblivious to everything.
No, yeah, they are. God.
No offense, guys. Obviously, you're
thank
not
God he doesn't, because then otherwise it'd be like a real schlep every time.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna have to click my jaw again.
Yeah, that'd be really hard.
Let's fake it. Come on, let's get your acting face on.
Yeah, click, jaw. Click, click. Come on, ow! I'll be walking around with like my jaw hanging low. Right, we've got some massive, massive, massive news.
I've been harbouring this, trying to bring it up. On I was gonna surprise Sophie with it, but I couldn't. So I actually just told her the other day.
Well, she forgets. And then I was like, you must tell me now before you forget. And like, God almighty, I just feel upset.
On FaceTime. No, Ruby was around mine. We were having coffee in the morning. This is like 5 days after we had the gorgeous Molly and Tom on from Love Island. And I was like, oh, we just had lovely Molly and Tom. I was just like gushing over how gorgeous they were and how in love they were. And she goes, oh my God, Tom Clare. Yeah. I was talking to him for a bit actually last year. And I was like, what?
This is Tim. If you know
this
Ruby.
This is Ruby down to A-T.
She's such a gatekeeper.
She keeps her cards so close to her freaking chest. And then she'll tell you like
she's
5 months
so aloof.
After like, oh yeah, I'm on a date with him. I'm like, what? Anyway, so she said that he slid into her DMs. I wish I knew this when we had him on because I would have asked him about it. This is all right before he went on to Love Island. He was talking to her for a bit and then they were out in Bluebird, Ruby and her friend. And they were still talking and he was like, do you want to meet up or something? Anyway, she was like, look, I'm in Bluebird right now. Do you want to join us? And he just went and joined them for a drink. And there's a photo of both of them together.
If you know Ruby, she's like, what, 5 foot 3?
She's the tiniest little human. Being. No, I'm 5'4". She's maybe 5'3", 5'2". I don't know, actually.
She's just dinky,
gorgeous,
winky, dinky.
Dinky little.
And then he's obviously 6'5". And this photo is just
Are you guys
amazing.
Ready for this? And it's like she's on a date with her dad or her
it
older brother.
Serves me. Like, she's literally in his armpit.
It's so
she's
sweet.
So small.
Anyway,
tiny girl.
So unfortunately for us, we don't have Tom Clare in our lives because Tom went on Love Island, fell in love with Molly, and we're very happy for them. But, you know, what could have been?
What could have been?
What could have been?
He could have been triple dating you, me, Jamie and Tobes.
Oh my God, that would have been unreal.
On the topic of Ruby, Melissa and Ruby have been bitching about me, basically.
Yeah,
slagging me off because they were so upset that my nails
I'm not going to say it was bitching.
No, it was
a discussion
that
from love.
You had been like, we have to tell her. And she had been like, you've got to tell her. I know.
It hasn't just been one discussion. It was always like, so what's up with Sophie's nails then? I don't know.
This is their conversation. It was, what's up with it? She sits
and
she's like,
a place of love. And
I know it does. I know it does. And she sits down and she goes, couldn't look me in the eye. She goes, so me and Ruby were just talking about, like, it's funny how you get all those, you spend all that money on facials, but your nails are never done. and you're panicking as you say it. And I'm like, oh. And you're like, I just think you just need to get biab. And I was like, in my head, I was like, that's them. They've been like, we have to have an intervention now. The time's come.
I know. Well, it was, you know what? Also, those gorgeous rings on your fingers. And like, I was
agree.
Like,
look, it I was really just
not
it.
All going together nicely. And now, thank, look how much different that is.
Do you know what? I'll be forever grateful because I firstly just love the honesty. And secondly, I've never felt more put together in my life.
Great.
I look down, you I wake up in the morning clean. And I'm like, I really feel joyous.
You know what stuck in my mind? I've told you this before. When we were all really young and we used to go out clubbing and we shouldn't have been, and we were all underage, I remember we were going to Drury. I don't know if anyone remembers Drury nightclub. Yeah. I was like 15,
where
Mayfair.
Was Drury Club, Mayfair, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant at. And girl on the Above Me M's, we're like quite good friends now, but she is the most, you've met her, the most polished, yeah. gorgeous girl ever. Mm. Always a blow dry once a week. Groomed, wow. perfect makeup, perfect hair, everything steamed. You know, like we turn up and I've got like a bit of shit on my jeans or like I've got fluff on my black coat. There is none of that, this girl. Like pristine.
Do you know who she's giving me? And the nutritionist, beautiful, pristine girl.
So she's like 16, I'm like 15 and we're going to this club and she didn't have her fake ID. And the guy on the door was like, show me your nails. Obviously being her, she had perfect gel manicured nails ready for the weekend. And he was like, all right, you can let in. Any young girls that are underage don't get their nails done, put together girls that are older have their nails done.
You know what's funny about
that? That was his theory. And he let her in.
There is something, though, about having clean, natural, no, when you're tanned in the summer, that
totally
nothing.
Agree, but and only if they're manicured and they are all, like, the same length.
But when I was younger, right, when I was, like, 24, my nails always looked manicured when they were when I was younger. It's something about getting older. Like, your nails just don't last.
Really?
Like, they're just not. Like, they look gross after 5 days.
Yeah.
Like, I used to, when I was doing
Made
in Chelsea.
Without this, for sure. I think, because you have to then trim the cuticles, maybe give them a polish or like
always
file
have to be
them.
White.
Yeah.
Like,
there's actually a pencil that you can buy
yeah.
to go under your nail that colours the white part of your
Genius.
Nail whiter. My granny told me about it.
You told
I think
me.
It's from Malva. Malva?
I think you can get it from Lowe's.
You can get it from Amazon. Her nails are like this, but they're natural, and she always just goes under with a little white pen to make them look a bit more groomed.
That is stunning, and there is something about, but I will say I do love, there are certain people, like Tanny Hackett, you know, Jade, yeah. like, she always has the most perfect nails, perfect hands. You know, there are just some people.
Me?
Yes, you.
Why don't you just give me a compliment? It's me. I yeah. have made sure my nails have been done every single day.
No, but there's
day.
Something about really short, perfect manicured nails.
Oh, right. Fine, don't give me any credit. It's fine.
Your nails are perfect. But I don't know why I never think of you as a nail girl.
It's because I never do anything other than nude. They're just like that all the time.
I'm never going to stop getting by.
Thank
now.
God.
I like truly, I needed that stern word. Okay,
why?
Guys, we have some other dramas and we got some good news and some bad news. Your bad news is?
Oh, my car got towed. Mm. Really upsetting. I went to see Sophie. To have her nail appointment, then we walked up the King's Road. I then walked home, walked around the corner, and I was like, oh, fucking car's gone. Yep. And I was like, it's been stolen. I look on my CCTV, it's been towed. So I then had to go.
Did you see
to
them
the
towing it?
Yeah. But I wasn't sure if it was a legit tow because a lot of people tow cars to steal them. And I was like, oh, is this real? Anyway, it was real. And I parked on a single yellow. Even though it was right outside my house, and even though I do have a permit, I thought it was fine on a Saturday after 12 p.m. It's actually after 6 p.m.
It's like, give a girl a break.
They towed my fucking car. They would have seen I had a permit. Like, just give me a ticket.
It's not a small car either.
So I went to go and pick it up, and it was basically £400 because I had to pay the ticket. And then the tow charge, it was like 390 something quid.
That's disgusting.
Worst start to my Saturday. So then my friend Mills took me out for a few drinks and cheered me up.
Anyway, good news is Jamie, at the ripe old age of 35, has passed his driving test. Can I get a yeehaw? I'm honestly thrilled.
That.
I'm so excited. He's still a little bit scared to drive my little Fiat. He drives, you know, when you're like, you first pass and you're so close to like
oh
the
my whip. God, maybe you should get him some P plates. Everyone know he's just passed.
Oh, no. That's
provisional
embarrassing. He's 35.
Yeah, but if he's scared,
I'm
people
so
give him
thrilled.
A break.
You know, my sister still doesn't drive. She loses sleep over it, poor girl.
She'd not pass her driving test.
No, she never took it.
What scares me is like, if you have kids, who's going to drive them to school and shit?
But I think she'll learn in the summer. It doesn't. Fine. She knows how to drive, same as Jamie. It's just like taking, I think, the theory, but she's now going to have to read.
The theory's a bitch. And it's so much harder than it was back in my day.
Back in my day, it was easy as pie.
I wouldn't say it was easy. A lot of people failed, but apparently it's harder now.
I don't know I passed with two. I'm pretty sure I went out onto a roundabout, like completely didn't stop.
I had one minor.
I manifested it, I'm not going to lie. My dad had given me the book, The Secret, just before my driving test, right? I'll let you into a secret. So I was put in like foundation maths, which is basically where the top grade can get a C. And
it's
my dad...
harder, did you know? Because you have to get 80-something percent in your test.
Right. And then he gives me a secret and I'm reading this. I'm like, okay, well, I know how to manifest. I'm like, what, 16 at this time when you're doing your GCSEs?
Yeah.
Anyway, my dad's like, I don't want my daughter to sit foundation. Like, went into school and was like, purring higher. They were like, she's not learned the curriculum. Like, she won't know what this is. Lol. Anyway, I had a week, had some lessons outside, went in. Guess what I got, guys? I manifested it. A star in higher.
Shut.
Yes. What the fuck?
They definitely mixed up your results somewhere.
No, guys, I got A star in all my GCSEs. God only fucking... I'm so good at exams. I manifested it.
Oh my God, I had to have a writer
anyway,
and
then
a
I got
scribe.
Two minors in my driving test. And I am not a good driver. I manifested. I went to sleep and I was like, I'm going to get an A star. I visualized me receiving the thing, did it all.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
I'm shooketh about the driving test.
Shooketh too. I'll tell you a secret about my friend. This will make you feel sick. Her driving instructor would eat like sloppy, like croissants, like oil everywhere, like these rank foods, and like have it all over the steering wheel. And then she'd have to sit in and like croissant juice all over, you know, the flaky bits of pastry. Oh, she'd be like, you're right. Oh, just
that
hideous, right?
That is hideous. God. Okay, right. Celebrity Big Brother.
Not watching it.
No, neither am I.
But I watch it on TikTok.
The clips. Mm.
Do we need to watch anything now we've got TikTok? Probably not.
It's a real shame. Same with Instagram. I like just go and watch all the trailers and I'm like, I've literally seen everything cut down into 3 minutes instead of watching something 40 minutes.
Okay, so Big Brother's one thing, but I just need to touch on before I forget. Yellowstone. Casey.
Okay, right. She loves... I started 1888, which is the prequel, but I found it a bit slow.
We'll try tune into Casey. And I only watch Casey because Kevin Costner, whatever he's called, I would... any time of the day, and Casey's the fittest thing you will ever...
Really?
Like, next level, better than any other boy we've seen
in the
program.
Okay, right, maybe I will start watching
it. But then you follow him on Instagram, and he's like a real country boy singer, and then it just throws you off. But I do love that too, but
okay,
just not
fine.
Not quite what you think.
Have you also seen that Bella Hadid's dating a full-on cowboy? Throws me off.
Threw me right off.
It's like so not the vibe
the
I was expecting.
With the big cowboy belt.
Yeah, and she's like wearing the whole cowboy vibe, like going to all his rodeos.
Mm.
Yeehaw.
I did get told multiple times that I was going to live on a ranch when I was older by a psychic.
Well, you're not living on a ranch now, hun.
Well, I might do if I meet Kevin Costner or Casey.
Well, let's hope not, because I don't think Jamie's going to live on a ranch.
I know.
Let's be honest.
I know. But if you do watch it, you will want to live on a ranch. I am a bit confused, though. Like,
people get shot all the time, because in those westerns, everyone fucking gets shot.
Yeah, they're like really powerful and they all just get shot and like they fall off the horse, break their legs, and they're like, get back up, son.
You know, I've been to Yellowstone National Park.
Sorry, this is the coolest thing ever. Why? Doing what?
I used to live in America and we used to get into an RV because we used to have this holiday home there.
What's
so
an RV? A big van that you sleep in?
Have you ever seen We Are the Millers? You know, yeah. They think, and then you stop and then the sides expand and your living room is so fun. It's like a tour bus kind of thing, but at a house on wheels. It's so fun.
You say you dream about being like living another life and being that Parisian crazy horse girl. You did live another life.
Hun, me going on a little holiday with my family is so different to me being...
It isn't. You were fully backpacked. You were We Are the Millers.
Yeah.
Why do you...
Don't
like,
worry,
we're
picking up drugs and taking them across freaking Mexico, though.
That's
not
a freaking good film. That film
I love
was
that
so
movie.
Anything with Jen Annan.
Hey guys, my friend and I have been going to Pilates every week together. And my friend has a huge crush on the instructor. Oh my God, a male Pilates instructor. He's really tall and sexy. She's giving him the eyes and big cheesy smiles throughout the class.
I'm sorry, no, for me, I couldn't. Like, me bending upside down with my tits hanging over my face. Not that they do that, but that's what I'm picturing. Or like my arsehole in his face.
Yes, you also just do some quite unflattering things.
And like, when you're just no.
You know what I'm envisioning? What's that? I think it's actually in Sex and City where she falls in love with her yoga teacher and she starts shagging him. No, he's celibate. He doesn't ever have sex. And she's like, Samantha's obviously very horny gal. And he never gives up the sack, whatever you call it. A speculation. Do we think she's talking about herself here? Because it's like, he's very sexy and very tall. And anyway,
no.
He's a bit older. We're guessing early 30s. Oh, and we're 20.
I think age is just a number.
Age is just a number.
But then again, me, if I'm 29, if I was with, what, a 45-year-old?
I would probably say to you, I'm 46. Not sure.
Yeah, I'm unsure.
But you know what does happen? How can she make a move without embarrassing herself? We have discussed doing exercises wrong on purpose just so he'll come over and correct her. Any advice to my friends? Unrequited love.
Right. First things first, I remember having a PT. He wasn't a PT, but...
That's dangerous territory. You fancied your PT?
No, I didn't, but I think he fancied me.
Of course he did. All right, girl. We had a cameraman on me in Chelsea that fancied me, Stephanie.
No, guys. There was this gorgeous, gorgeous camera, and he wasn't my type, very clean cut. And
he's
Melissa,
not my type either, but like he was compared to...
You just like a really pretty human boy. Like,
no, he was not my type at all. But like out of all the cameramen, they were all like much older than us. He was like quite young and gorgeous.
Anyway, like he would come in and he was like, occasionally once he dropped into conversation, he had a Porsche. And Melissa was like, knew he was the one. And then every time she'd be like, he fancies me. I was like, he's married with kids. And no, he doesn't. Anyway, going around to me. Do you not remember this guy? He was, I used to wear these boots and the sole had come off. Anyway, I left them in his car once he was driving me home. And he comes to my house like a week later to bring my boots back. And he got them resold.
I remember this happening. You have to block a beep out that, mate.
Right.
I remember
anyway,
this.
When he used to stretch me, it was like groin on vagina. I used to be like Leia, I would be like, this is unacceptable. Maybe she just needs to ask him to stretch her out.
You know what? Also, I think there's a thing for just being brave. Just flirt with him at the end and see what the vibe is back. We need to make sure, how much do we love this Pilates place? If it doesn't work out and he rejects you, is it going to be awkward you going back there? Can we sacrifice the Pilates studio and find another one if all goes to shit? That's number one we have to think about. Let's get a backup plan for the Pilates studio. Flirt
right,
with him,
this is
ask
true.
Him out, see what he says. And if he says no and you're like, shit, don't think I could bear going back there whilst he's teaching, going to have to go somewhere else. Fine, you never have to see him again.
There's lots of Pilates studios.
Sweet.
But how would you go up to him and just be like, do you want to go out? Like, that's not in my bones or in my nature. I think
it's not.
Flirt.
I would flirt after the session and be like, God, that was really good. Touch his arm.
Slide. He's obviously got an Instagram page, right? Because everything does now. Slide into the DMs and be like, oh my God,
maybe ask for a private lesson.
Ask for a private lesson. Boom, shakalaka.
Ask for a private session. Yeah.
And perfume yourself up. Oh my God.
Oh my God, look really gorgeous. And then be like, oh my God, you know what? What are you doing later? We might go out for a few drinks if you want to join us.
I personally find it really, really brave that you're wanting, like, I would feel
the connection's
so,
there.
If I fancy someone in Pilates, like, I would not be going to the studio. I would just feel too exposed.
You know what I would do? Always look at him a little bit too long than you should and then look away. So he's like, she's looking at me. Follow him on Instagram, but don't do anything. You're
like some photos, don't say anything.
Like some photos.
Reply to
then
a story
maybe reply
once.
To a story. And then you know what? You're really just opening up that door.
Yeah, but you could also just be a pal. So, you know, you're never going to embarrass yourself, but you are showing him and then leave it to him.
And then, you know what? Down the line, definitely ask for a private session and you can talk about all sorts of stuff. Then ask him if he's single.
Yeah.
Just start and you're going to be like, that's a normal conversation, hun, if he's like...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if he's like, no, I've got a girlfriend, you can be like, oh my God, gorgeous. How long have you been together?
Totally.
You've got your answer. But if he's like, single, what's your type then? Oh my God. And you're just planting that seed without really
I'm
making a move.
Yeah. You got it. You listen. You heard it from her. I'm so invested. I need to know what happens. I want photos of him. Like, send us his Instagram. We need to see him. I want to go to the Pilates studio myself and check him out.
Absolutely. We should go on a recce to the Pilates
we
studio.
We should go on a recce. If it's in London, I will do it. I will take one for the team. I will book in. I will burn my booty for you. Melissa's really good. We'll see.
We'll go and have a looky look.
If you want us to, we'll ask him what his type is. If he says blondes and you're brunette, we know you're not the one.
I also would just love to know if you actually go ahead and do anything about this. Sometimes the girls write back with the follow-ups and they're like, you know what, I just asked him out and it worked out. So like there is something to be said for just being fucking brave and asking the question. Like it's not that deep. If they say no, they say no.
You know what, I think boys really aren't turned off by it, but I think that I'm just not brave enough.
We've got a fear
not...
of rejection, that's why.
We've got fear of rejection.
And so do boys. That's why boys don't ask out girls. It's just a
basically,
human
we're
nature.
All living in a sick reciprocal. Like one person needs to just be the bold.
I know, the brave one. Otherwise nothing would happen. Otherwise no one would ever
otherwise,
go out
we
anyone.
Live in a stagnant world and nothing moves forward. Okay, I'm really excited about this one. One of my best guy friends, let's call him Jay, has been dating a girl on the outskirts of our friendship group. This girl has an ex who she was with for over 2 years, who's also in our friendship group, but like her, he's a bit on the outside too. Jay's not been stepping on anyone's toes by dating her as they're not close guy mates, right? You follow?
Fine, yeah.
Before this girl dated Jay, she also slept with another guy in our group. Let's call him Ollie. Fucking Ooh. Hell, this girl in this group. So, right, let's work it out. So, ex is in the group, all on the outskirts. Two boys in the group, she's dating them both.
She's dating one and slept with the other.
Right, so but everyone in this, how big is this friendship group? Because they all fancy her. I found this out, but I didn't tell Jay as I didn't want to look like I was stirring things up during the early parts of that relationship.
Okay.
This weekend, all of our friendship group went on a big night out, and to cut a long story short, she made a move on Ollie and they ended up sleeping with each other.
Okay.
But she's exclusive with Jay.
Well, she's cheated then.
She's cheated them.
Okay.
Now, Jay, my best guy friend, is devastated. He's confided in me about how hurt he is. I also told him about the first time the two of them slept together, as I thought that would be the end of their fling. However, he told me he wants to get back with her.
Yeah.
I don't want to be called a snake or look like I'm interfering in my friend's relationship, but she's bad news. What do I do?
Well, you can't say anything, really, as you said.
You say it once, like, and then you have to let it be.
Yeah, you have to let it be. So if I would give my opinion, then just be like, look, but ultimately anything you want to do, I'll support you. It's really hard though to then, like, I'm finding this, there's a similar situation with me. I'm finding it quite hard to ever imagine myself being friendly towards this girl now.
I don't think it'll work
out
with
this person now. Because in like the scenario that's going on in my friendship group, it's very similar. They were like exclusive, but it was quite specific to this person that I think she had had things with in the past. They'd been with each other a few times on a few occasions. And she promised him that she wouldn't sleep with this specific guy. And she did. So it was like they were exclusive, but only purely about this one guy, if that makes sense. So it was like, don't sleep with this one guy because he's in our friendship group and you're going away with him on this like holiday. And then she ended up sleeping with him anyway.
Right. Should I tell you something?
So to me, that's game over. I'm like, you're dead to me. Like, I don't want to make an effort with you. I don't. Also, all these other stories now. I know this is assuming I'm talking about this. All these other stories are coming out about her.
Okay, look.
Like that she's done bad things in the friendship group.
I stand a bit by the fact, if you're exclusive, the boy should have fucking asked you to be his girlfriend because you don't know what's going on. I stand by that. Like, when I was exclusive...
But if someone says to you, please categorically do not go and sleep with this person, it would be the end of
this. I would say, make me your girlfriend.
It would be the end of this.
And I will promise I won't. Is that really weird?
Like, what, so then I'm going to go and do it even because then I'm going to go and do it.
It's not right, but it's not like technically it's like he should have made her his girlfriend. I don't think what she's done is right, but there's a grey area being called exclusive. Like, what are you? If you're just like dating and you're not boyfriend and girlfriend, there's a significant difference in being boyfriend and girlfriend. You meet the parents. You are boyfriend and girlfriend.
I so agree.
To being exclusive. Like, to me, exclusive, you're just dating that person. And I don't think, like, there was grey areas in me and Jamie when we were just exclusive. And look, we're married now.
The beginning of your thing was very messy and secretive and it was different scenario, completely different. This is, okay, so let me just say, so Toby and I have been dating for a week. We're really obsessed with each other, right? Then I go and sleep with, or he goes and sleeps with this girl that he's had a thing with before.
A week, fine.
Then a month goes by, we're like, properly falling for each other at this point. We're like, we're spending a lot of time together. Yeah.
At that stage, if I was him, I don't get why he's not going. I don't want you to sleep with them. Will you be my girlfriend? So it shouldn't even be a conversation. Like, I really would rather you not sleep with him because that's giving her permission to sleep with someone else, but not that particular girl. Like, there has to be a point where boys just be like, will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah. But in my opinion, this is still a sackable offence.
Totally, I do agree,
I'm
but
like,
I do
no,
think...
No, done. If Toby, a month after us dating, slept with someone else, I would be like, donezo. Donezo. Absolutely fucking donezo.
God, I'm unsure.
As the friend, I mean...
You've got to sit back and watch.
You just have to let it...
Here.
And you know what? If that's...
Be careful
that's
not to say
problem,
too much.
That's his problem, not yours, really. Do you know what I mean?
And be careful not to say too much, because if they do end up getting married and being happy, and you've slagged her off
you've
those...
You've always been the one that...
Then your friendship with him will be really damaged.
Yep. I agree. You've kind of just got to stay a bit.
It's really tricky.
I think it's like if they ask for the opinion, be honest, but be light with it. Be like, look, if it was me and I was going through this, I think you would advise me not to go back there because that's probably the case. But, you know, ultimately, you have to figure things out for yourself and see if.
Agree.
you're looking at it also from a perspective of having no feelings, whereas he's invested with feelings. It's tough. He wants to forgive her by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He almost...
And there's always excuses around it by being like...
They were exclusive.
Oh, you know what? We weren't actually like boyfriend, girlfriend, so we'll let her off. I think that's like...
Don't get me wrong, I don't think what she's done's okay. Like, it would definitely be a question whether you continue or not. But the fact they aren't boyfriend and girlfriend isn't like 100% clean cut. You know what I mean? That's like, there's no way back.
Yeah.
This is like, at least he has the option to, in front of his friends, like dignify it to himself and be like, we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, and maybe give her a second chance if he really wants to. And if she fucks up them when they're boyfriend and girlfriend, then you know. But at least he's like protected himself in some way that he's not going to look like a complete
idiot. I would also
question,
does she still have feelings for this Ollie guy? Because why is she sent him twice while she's dating you? Dating your friends, sorry.
Also, like, is Ollie not knowing they're dating because he's being a bad mate?
That's true.
As the friend, you have to flag all these things, flag them so he's aware of them. Like, why has Ollie done this? Why has that happened? Why has she done that? Does she like you enough? All of those things. And then try and close your mouth. Don't say too much because ultimately he's going to do what he's going to do.
He's got to learn his own lesson.
Mm. He'll probably tell the girl and be like, she said this about you and like, is that true? And then she's going to bitch about you and then it's going to get messy.
It's going to be a vicious, vicious circle.
Yeah.
I'm 27 and I'm currently in my first ever relationship with a guy who's 25 and also in his first ever relationship. Sweet. We met on Bumble about 7 months ago and made it official 2 months into dating. All my friends and family are asking me, has he said I love you yet? To which my answer is no.
Oh, but it's his first relationship. Give a boy a break.
Might not 7 be months, I'd be like, we're knocking on almost a year.
I would
now.
Be like, are you all right? But he probably just is a bit nervous.
Let's just see what else is going to go on down here. They then ask if I love him, to which my answer is, I honestly don't know. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Well, this is a bit of a problem. As we've both never had a relationship before, we're like the blind leading the blind. I can't work out if he's too nervous to say it in case I don't say it back, or if he thinks that stuff is too soppy, or he doesn't actually know if he loves me. Oh, so much overthinking. We get along so well and there's no problems with attraction or chemistry. We spend most weekends together but aren't always in each other's space as we're both used to our own company. This sounds like a gorgeous balance. I'm liking the sound of it. I know it's super unfeminist, but I don't want to be the first person to say I love you. Kind of fair enough.
So fair enough.
How do you know you're in love? Did you, like, when did you know you were in love with Jamie? This is such a tough question.
You just know. Like, there's a moment and you're just like, oh.
I feel like it builds and to the point where you're like, I just want to say it. So you go,
you go,
I like you so much.
Yeah, you're like going to sleep and like you just want to
say it.
You just
want to say it, but you can't.
I knew Jamie was going to Japan to film a TV show.
Random. Well, that's a long way to film a TV show.
Yeah, and I remember the night before thinking, I was like sinking feeling that he was going, sinking feeling. Right. I remember just feeling like so sad, but also so happy because I was like, oh, this means I love him. Like, you know, when you're like, it overcompasses your body.
How long into you guys like sleeping together was this? Sort of like seeing each other behind closed doors?
This was like honestly early on. So this might have been like May and we got together in April. So April, March,
like
May. Yeah, I think I probably knew like really early. But that was like the moment where it was like full on. I was like,
did you just go April, March, May? It's March, April, May. I was like in my head, I was like, oh my God, is that the right? And I was like, that's 3 months.
Right, so it's March, April, May.
So 3-ish months.
Yeah, what about you?
I would say I knew I was falling in love after like...
A week.
No, I would say like a month. I fully knew I was falling in love. I knew I fancied him so much from the moment I looked at him.
Almost better than the love. Like
that
at the beginning, you're like...
Is like great. Yeah, that's long gone now. I'm joking. It's not. You know what it is? It's the nerves. It's like the stress linked with attraction is like very exciting.
Like
but also
everything.
Quite nerve wracking. Like obviously doesn't feel like that anymore.
Constant like fanny flutters, but all over your body.
Yes.
Like you're constantly tense.
It's almost like
adrenaline,
you're a bit anxious too. It's weird.
It's like adrenaline everywhere.
I still look at Toby every day and I'm like, God, he's a gorgeous, gorgeous boy and I fancy him so much. But that initial like. And I think this is what people mistake for love sometimes is that initial buzz. And I used to get this, and this is why I've got this thing called, we learned this from La La, let me explain. I've got this thing called limerence, where I'm like, I bypass every red flag because I've got this initial spike in like attraction and like fancy and like caught up with it. So I like override the red flags because I'm like, I can't
obviously
see past
but
them.
Who doesn't?
I think a lot of people are like, boys are better at being like, nah, red flag. sacking off.
God, I'm not. If I fancy someone, I'm like gun-ho.
Same. Gun-ho. All red flags are gone.
Almost the red flags make it better. I think it's a bit concerning that you don't know if you love him.
But love, you just fucking know. Like, love is an overwhelming feeling, I would say.
It's first boyfriend, first girlfriend. It's all weird.
You're learning everything, aren't you?
You're learning everything. You don't know. Like, and also, you know, not that being 27 and having your first boyfriend's old or 24s, but a lot of people have experimented at those younger ages where you're a little bit more naive. I think there's almost more pressure because you've been in your head maybe a lot about it and like seen other relationships and then you're comparing and thinking, is this right? Is this not? I think just go with the flow.
I think the I love you thing is maybe a little bit something that we need to touch on because in my mind,
why don't you just
weird.
say it and see how it feels? Why would you not? Right. 7 months in, he's younger. He's probably, my guess is that he's intimidated by you. He feels more comfortable in your space. He's obviously not like, you know, like that big alpha energy would like want him in his space and like feel comfortable.
He doesn't sound like he's that confident within himself yet. Yeah.
He's learning things on his feet. I really think you should just say it. I think that when you say it, you're going to feel great.
I'm just going to say it.
And if you don't...
Just say it when it feels right.
Just say it when it feels right.
But also, like, if you don't think you want to say it, I think if you want to
say it
and you feel like, I'm in love with him and I want to say it to him, then
say it. I love you to people I don't love.
Yeah, me too. But I don't think...
I weirdly thought I did at the time, but, like, I obviously didn't.
You know if you're in love. The fact that you're like, don't really know if I'm in love with him or not. To me, kind of sounds a bit like,
It feels like it's both of your first relationships. I don't think it's probably going to be the one that you're with forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's, everyone has them. I had a relationship, my first relationship, like, you know, it just gets you through
to
it.
I've had a lot of them. I've had a lot. I think you should just say...
I just like say it. Just say it and let us know what it feels like.
What
liberating.
I'm hoping for, and I'm this is me being so diplomatic.
What have you got to lose? That's what
I
I'm saying.
I hope that he doesn't truly, truly, truly love you so, 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 so much. And you're just saying it to test the water. And then he thinks that you're really in love with him.
But you
and
are
then
still
you
with
say
him.
It and you're like, actually, you know what? This has made me realise it's not right. And then you're like, I have to go.
Yeah, but that's great. Then it's cuts his losses and cuts her losses. There's no point in you both coasting. Just say it. See how it makes you feel. You've got absolutely nothing to lose other than feeling fantastic. You're going to feel something from it. And just listen to your body, listen to your feelings, listen to your head and your gut and go from there, sweetie.
You know what? Maya Jama says she loves Stormzy first. So you know what? Girl power.
I am doing a story time and boy, buckle your seatbelt, strap yourself in and take a little pew.
Take a little view.
I was dating a guy. We live with each other and I was taking care of his dog almost every day since he works a lot. We were very happy, or so I thought. Dun, dun, dun. Where do you think this story's going?
He's cheating.
Last September, I got a text from his ex. She told me that they've been sleeping together every other week for our entire relationship. She also told me that he had invited her to go to the cinema with her. And she had said no as she was going with someone else. When she got to the cinema, she saw my boyfriend there with another girl.
So he's seen with three girls at the same time.
So me and her teamed up to investigate who this new girl was.
Oh, I love this.
This girls is giving me, what's that movie?
Together.
What's that movie, The Other Woman? We found her Instagram and told her everything. Guys, you were taking that bitch down.
This is fucking unreal. I hope
but it
three
felt like there was more to uncover. This is quite John Tucker Must Die vibe as well. Wow. It's also like Alex Mitten back in the day, you know, when he had that.
No. He got himself in a real pickle.
I went through my boyfriend's entire Instagram list and found pictures of his dog on three other girls' Instagram accounts. You can't be real. Are you sure that it wasn't just another Cavapoo on every other Instagram?
Fucking
that
God.
Dog has been fucking, it's
that
confused.
That poor dog is confused with who its real mum is.
I asked the girls if they were seeing him and they said yes. So at this point, I'd added up that, including me, his actual girlfriend, he was sleeping with six girls at the time. How the hell does he have the time
or
the energy?
That's a hell of a roster. Fuck me.
But things got worse. I remembered that one time when I was walking his dog, I walked past a girl and the dog got so excited when he saw her. I asked my boyfriend about this girl, and he said it was his hairdresser.
Fuck. You're all really close to each other. That's spooky.
Six of them.
You know what? He's playing a very risky game, like not bumping into one of the other ones.
Yeah, that's why he's definitely a murderer, because he obviously likes a thrill. I'm scared. I messaged her to ask if she had been dating him, and of course she had. How did she find her name? She just did some deep dive stalking, right? So to conclude, he was taking 7 girls all at the same time and none of us found any signs of him cheating all that time. He's a skilled artist. I moved out, blocked him on everything and never saw him again. The other girls confronted him and apparently he is in complete denial. Classic. It's been 6 months and my trust has been shattered. Is this all we got? I need to know more. Do you have any tips for building my confidence up again?
Right, first of all, I need
this
photos.
This is unusual.
This is a very... You've really gone into a bit of an alien world with this.
This is a unique situation. You've been completely and utterly catfished. You've been completely and utterly swindled for every skin off
this
your back.
This is a code red situation.
I need to see this boy.
I need to see this son of a bitch.
For some reason, I feel like I've walked past him. I've crossed paths with him.
I want to see the pooch. Like, is the pooch really cute?
It's
got to be
a cavapoo. I know it's a cavapoo. It just always is, isn't it? We are a team of girls who need to protect one another. And I've got all of your backs and you're all going to have mine. Not that I'm looking for a guy. If I come across him, I will step on his foot, that's for
guys,
sure.
Sorry, this is the most mental thing.
You should feel confidence because you left that son of a bitch straight away. You're out the door. You told all the other girls. You didn't let him use your walk on you. There's nothing about you that's weak. You're strong and you are empowered and you left that pig on his own. And then didn't speak to him again.
Also,
you're not going
back. You can definitely laugh at this situation. Like when you're older and you're telling your friends or your kids this story.
And your new husband.
It's a great story to tell, okay? He's given you some great bit of content there for the rest of your life, and don't ever feel like this is definitely a him problem. It's nothing to do with you. Those poor other girls.
God.
Jesus.
That was a lot for today. I loved every second of it. I feel I'm hot and palpitating.
I feel quite drained and like
I often do after Wednesday.
These people exist in the world.
Same. We need more of it, guys. And just like, please, please send us your follow-ups. I want all of these stories. I'm so invested in.
Every single one we need a follow-up.
I want to know if you told the guy you loved him. I want to know if your friend...
forgave that girl or whatever.
I need to know everything. I need to know I need a photo of this guy. Anyone else who's been swindled by the same guy and you're suspicious, write in and we can try and confirm or deny.
If you guys also have any good opinions or bits of advice that you want to give us or the girls on those dilemmas that we've just read out, please send them in too, because I feel like our listeners appreciate the other listeners' advice.
Yeah, sometimes we just go a bit off tangent and we need you level-headed gals to come in and give us some more logical advice.
Totally.
So we're here for it. We're all in this together, guys.
Yep.
And also, guys, please follow us on TikTok, on YouTube.
You can watch the whole thing.
Yeah, subscribe and like. We love all of those things. It means so much for us and it just helps us
get more juice. What we want more of as well.
And write in, keep writing in your
dilemmas. Yeah, the follow-ups are essential.
We love every second of it and we love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, gorgeous guys. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.